going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 8:48, 12 to 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Eric Smith, professor at Tulane's Institute of Energy, who is a nice man and tolerates me and my silly questions sometimes. Not that I'm trying to be silly, but I'm just trying to understand the way it works. How you doing, professor?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about, first of all, you know, I was thinking in advance of your coming on, and my age is a closely kept secret, but maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Live through the oil shortage of the 70s where you couldn't get gas. And if you were a teenager trying to date at that time and you couldn't get gas, that was a big deal. So maybe I'm not as concerned with the price of gas as I am the availability of it, as some people are, because they haven't lived through not having gas and having to go through gas rationing and shortages and that kind of thing. With all that being said, tell me what this whole thing with Iran could mean for oil and gas prices.
Well, I think it kind of echoes your experience. It's not price sensitive in our normal thinking. I mean, what the only estimate I've seen, someone said that if you were to close the Straits of Hormuz, which controls about a third of the oil traffic in the world for exported oil, if you were to close that, the price would jump from $72 to something like $120 a barrel, which sounds pretty bad unless you can't get it at all. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we don't import a lot of oil from the Middle East, but the rest of the world does. And as I've said before, if you have a shortage anywhere in the world, the price of oil tends to climb for everybody, including the U.S. And we do import, as you know, heavy oil to be able to run our refineries here in Louisiana. So it could be bad, but I don't think we're going to run out of fuel. And if you were still dating and trying to keep body and soul together, you would still be able to buy fuel in Louisiana.
But you know, it is interesting if you think about it through that context. A lot of people don't remember that, what it was like to not, no matter how much you wanted it, you couldn't get it. It was odd and even license plate numbers. You'd sit in line and then it'd be no gas. It'd be 5 gallons here or there, the other thing. And I think people kind of forgot about that. You?
Yeah, I think so. I was living up in New York at the time and trying to keep a Porsche running, and it was not the easiest thing in the world because it only ran on, you know, high-octane gasoline. So I finally figured out a way to buy fuel down at the marine dock and run the car on that, but it wasn't easy.
So who controls the Strait of Hormuz right now?
Well, we do, kind of. We've got a whole fleet sitting right at the mouth of it, designed to keep anybody from closing it. Of course, the Iranians periodically threaten to close it. But we keep it open, not so much because we need the oil that comes out of the Middle East, but the rest of the world does, mm-hmm. both Eastern and Western. And when you think about it, even people like Russia, who are not our friends these days, are dependent on oil moving out of the Middle East and their products moving into the Middle East. So to the degree that people can all agree on one thing, it's keep the Straits of Hormuz open.
And
so
the problem,
that's one of the things that's likely to be a flashpoint.
Because
and the
again,
other one on the other side is the Bab al-Mandab, which is the equivalent one on the Horn of Africa side. So again, it's a very narrow passage, and all of the oil that comes out of the western side of Saudi Arabia exits through that strait. So it's another flashpoint.
So I guess the question is, how concerned are you, or how concerned should Americans be about the availability, perhaps, but price of oil or gas going up, gasoline?
Well, I hearken back to what you said earlier. People are going to be upset, and particularly the president's going to be upset if oil prices start to escalate rapidly. He's a firm believer in the idea that low oil prices mean votes. And he's got his two-year, congressional elections coming up, so he's going to try and keep that as low as possible. I think the things to focus on are what the Israelis are doing and the responses by the Iranians, because I think that's where we have the potential for the most damage, if you will, to being incrementally drawn into something. Every one of our big wars didn't just spring up overnight. There were things that we were making adjustments and what we thought were relatively minor changes. And some of these changes are pretty major, like whole task forces being sent to the Middle East and the Eastern Med. But, there are some things that could trigger if we were to decide, for example, to release the so-called bunker buster bombs that we the Israelis would like to use on the Iranian fuel enrichment facilities that are all underground. That would be considered an escalation by the Iranians, and they would do something about it, like shooting at one of our aircraft carriers or something. You could worry about things like there are something like 600,000 U.S. citizens that live in Israel, and you start killing off U.S. citizens or damaging American ships, people tend to get pretty emotional about that sort of thing.
So bottom line, before we let you go, scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you of this escalating into something major?
If my normal course would be a 5, this is like raising things to a 7, but not to a 10.
Wow. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it. Eric Smith, Professor of Tulane's Institute of Energy. I was looking for a 2, but I guess I'll let it go at 7. Traffic now, WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.